Tuesday, April the 21st. And you have joined Terrific Tuesday Teleclass with Carla McNeil. And I would like to thank you very much for joining me on my Terrific Tuesday Teleclass this evening. And you can reach me at Carla at retirewithcarla.com. That's RETIREWITHCARLA.com. Or my direct line is 877-767-7544. So I'd like to thank everyone for joining me here today. And here we go. We're going to dive right in. And I want you to write down today's date, Tuesday, April the 21st, 2009. And please, if you're too shy to ask your questions online, send me an email. Let me know if you have a question or a comment. And as always, I am looking for people who want to play in a team environment, who want to be coached, mentored, supported, and building the life of their dreams, building a business. If that's you, send me an email at Carla at retirewithcarla.com or go to retirewithcarla.com and submit your name and number, and I will give you a call. So here we go. We're going to dive right in. It's been quite the week for me, and tonight I want to talk about patience. How is yours? This has been a week of patience for me, with the ebook coming out and learning a bunch of new things. But it's also spring, and here in the Metro Vancouver area, spring is absolutely gorgeous. And we know that we have to wait for spring. We know that spring is coming, and some days, some years it's a little later than others, but right now I'm looking down my street and all the cherry blossoms are starting to come out, and the tulip trees are in bloom, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. I walked out of the house this morning and you could tell spring was in the air. It's just that wonderful, wonderful smell at 5:15 when I was taking Snorkel for her walk. Mother Nature is patience. An oak tree, the bamboo, they don't stop, they don't waver, they don't quit, they don't change. An oak is an oak, a bamboo is a bamboo. And you realize that's just the process, and you patiently wait for that result from Mother Nature. If you're a gardener like me, you wait for the tomato plant to bear fruit. You know it's a tomato plant. You know there's nothing you can do to rush that, to make those tomatoes grow any faster. So you always let it finish. You let it go through the process. And you persevere. You wait until that tomato plant is fully developed. We need to take that into our own lives as well and learn to utilize patience just like Mother Nature, just like we expect it from Mother Nature. And we want to be able to use those hard times to help us develop our own skills. Because, I've gone through a few hard times this past week, attempting to get things done. It didn't work. Patience. Everything comes in its own time. I kept having to tell myself that. And it worked. It did come. The ebook made it out. We got her published. We're having some great sales on the ebook. And if you haven't got yours yet, I'm going to give you the opportunity to the directions on how to do that. But use those hard times to develop your skills and to develop your patience. Because when we ask for something, whether we are asking for more patience or we are asking for more money, we then get the opportunity to develop ourselves and those particular skills that we have asked for. I know for a fact that in my personal experience, when I ask for something, I usually get it. And now, in hindsight, I also realize that sometimes I got it, but I didn't understand. But when you ask for patience, you're not just going to get patience. When you ask for money, the money isn't going to fall from the sky. You are going to be given the opportunity to develop your patience. So you will be presented with many, many different opportunities that are going to, in some cases, try you. They're going to be hard times, and sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're going to be the things that you just recognize right off the bat. Oh, yeah, that's an oak tree. I got to wait for it to grow into a big tree. That acorn doesn't grow overnight. So what has happened to me in the past, and I'm sure you'll be able to recognize this when I say it, is that if we don't understand that the patience that we've asked for is going to be a skill that we need to develop, not just something that we're going to be able to take off the shelf, and we want a shortcut, it isn't going to happen. And what will happen is we will miss the opportunities to develop our patience or to make more money. So to take the more money as an example, I am building a business. I'm building a multi-level marketing business. I am looking for those people who want to be coached and mentored in a team environment and be supported. And along the journey and developing myself and learning the patience and using the hard times to develop myself into being the leader that you deserve, I found I was missing other opportunities to be able to develop that skill just a little bit more. Because I was so focused on, in the beginning, wanting the money to fall from the sky, to want that awesome team member just to fall right in my lap, I missed other opportunities to develop myself, to develop the patience, to develop the skills I need to become your awesome leader. And so when you don't understand that we actually need to have those experiences so that we can develop the skills and we just want a shortcut. Well, shortcuts. How many people do you know have gotten lost taking a shortcut? Hundreds. Getting lost trying to take a shortcut. And I know that even sometimes in my own journey, I have gotten sidetracked by other people's products, other people's systems, other ways of doing things. And I realized, because I kind of got beat up a little bit by my coach today on the Lifestyle Freedom Club call. Hey, and if you're a member, you can go in the back office and listen to that one. About being distracted and not being focused. So in essence, what I was doing was I was taking a bit of a shortcut, or I was looking for a shortcut. I've stopped that now. Because the laws of nature, just like the oak tree, the bamboo, and that tomato plant, they apply to us. Take a look around. We're human beings. We take time to develop. We take time to learn. The incubation period before we're even born is 9 months. And we don't expect children to be fully developed. We expect them to go through the same laws in nature of learning and developing and growing. Each year that oak tree gets a little bigger. Each year the bamboo roots get a little stronger. So, learning to develop your own patience, one of the big things that you need to learn to do is to keep yourself motivated. And by talking to yourself. Now, many, many years ago, talking to yourself was not a good thing. That's not so true anymore. And in affirmations, you talk to yourself, but you need to talk to yourself in a certain way. And you need to talk to yourself in a very encouraging way so that you can keep going, so that you will be motivated. The big challenge is that how you talk to yourself. So when I was creating the ebook, one of the things that, or one of many things that I kept telling myself was that I am a great author. People are waiting to hear this information. There are people who are waiting for me to get this ebook out there, because everyone is on a different journey, but you can connect more easily to some people than you can to others. Just like there are people waiting for me, there are people waiting for you as well. And so that's how I talk to myself. I talk to myself about people waiting for me. I talk to myself about people will love what I have written. And when I started, that negative thought started coming into my head, I would say, cancel. People are waiting for me to publish this ebook. People are waiting for me to deliver this information. And there's no giving up. There's no quitting. There's no caving in, because those people are waiting. And I learn and grow as I develop this ebook, as I develop the habits and the skills that I need in order to create an ebook. So there's no giving up, no caving in, and no quitting. We need to, and you need to, develop those skills so that you can go to the next level. Because I realized that some of the things that I needed to do, well, one of them in particular, was to create the web page for my ebook. Now, I created that myself, and it wasn't that bad. Because I went through the pain last fall of learning how to do that. Now, as you can tell by that web page, it's not the most complicated thing in the world, and it's not the best one there is out there, but it's to the point, it does its job, it's nice to look at, and it's a skill. And that web page, you can go to purchase the ebook, and the ebook is called How to Fire Your Boss and Have Him Hate to See You Go. And you can go to retirewithcarla.com/ebook, EBOOK dot HTM. And there you will be able to take a look, and you will be able to purchase that ebook. That's Carla, pardon me. retirewithcarla.com/ebook.htm. So I'm passing into the next level. And once I've done that, now I can handle more. So the next web page I create can be a little bit more complicated, can have a few extra things in it. Because greatness, like that oak tree and that bamboo plant, don't just happen overnight. It takes work. It takes trust, and it takes belief. Because if you don't believe in yourself, no one else will. And you got to learn to love those challenges. Easier said than done sometimes, but I am so much a believer in loving the challenges. I am faced with a big challenge right now in my slave camp job, and I'm like, bring it on, because I know that this is somewhere that I'm really going to be able to learn. This is really going to assist me in how I deal with difficult people. So it's a learning experience, and I'm saying, bring it on, bring it on. I'm going to be practicing patience here because I want to make sure that my patience skills are well developed. If you fail to execute this, you will fail. Practicing patience to the point of being well developed is critical. If you don't practice the patience on yourself, on the things around you, then you will fail. You've got to have that faith in your own ability. And you need to have that faith deep down inside without a doubt. Just like sitting on a chair. When you see a chair, you go over there and you sit down. You have faith that that chair is going to hold you up. Absolutely. You need to develop that type of faith in yourself. And it's possible. It's very possible. Because if I can do it, you can do it. I don't know how many times I heard people say that over the years. And, you know, I used to think, yeah, right. But it is true. I'm nobody special. I'm Carla McNeil at retirewithcarla.com. Developing the skills, having the patience to realize that this isn't an overnight process. The money's not going to drop in my lap. The patience isn't going to drop in my lap. I'm learning. And that's one of the things that you want to look for in a good leader, in a good team leader, that they are always learning. And you are going to be able to learn from them, from me. I am always learning. I am always developing myself. So I want you to think back about a time when something has been developed in you. Are you now taking that for granted? You went through the struggle of developing a skill, of learning something new, a new skill you learned for your last job, a new hobby that you learned, learning to play the piano. Think back about something that you have developed in yourself. Maybe you are already a very patient person. Maybe you are already an extremely persistent person. How did you get there? Because what you are now taking for granted is something that you struggled with in the beginning. And that will apply for the rest of your life. Are you still interested in your own personal development? Or have you quit? Have you quit on yourself? Because when you stop learning and growing as a human being, you have quit on yourself. So everything that you do has impact on your results. Everything. Now, success and failure here are the same thing. They are just simply a result of the decisions that you have made. Everything you do has an impact on your results. Success and failure are the same thing. It's a result that you achieve through the decisions that you have made. So what are you doing and saying as you develop the skills? I was talking to a woman today who all she could do was complain about how tired she was. And so I asked her about using her words. And she goes, oh, yeah, I believe in that. I said, well, do you realize that in the last 3 minutes that you've been in my office, you've probably used the word tired a dozen times? And then to top that off, she also used the word that it was killing her. So what you are doing and what you are saying about how you're developing your skills, how you're learning, how you're practicing your patience has impact on your results. One of my pet peeve words is the word try. There's no such thing as try. A try is an excuse for failure. I'm going to set a New Year's resolution. I'm going to try to lose 100 pounds. Try is lazy focus. When you try to do something, when you use that word try, you are giving yourself that opt out. Oh, well, I tried. Instead, say, I'm losing 100 pounds. I'm finding my car keys. I'm joining Carla McNeil's millionaire MLM team. I am losing those 100 pounds. Try is lazy focus. That's all it is. When you actually focus on something, you are much more you're much more likely to achieve it. So when it gets rough, so you're on that journey of losing 100 pounds and it gets rough, do you quit? Or do you practice the patience and see it through? Thousands of people have lost 100 pounds. Hundreds of thousands have lost 100 pounds. You can too, if that's what you decide. You're going to practice the patience and you're going to see it through. Because those decisions that you make about your patience, about achieving your goals, are just decisions. So are you making success decisions or are you making failure decisions? A failure decision I used to make all the time, and I don't do this one anymore, is to stay up late. And then, oh, I'd be so tired. I wouldn't want to get up in the morning. I'd be groggy throughout the day. And I wouldn't be able to accomplish the things that I had actually set out to do that day. I wouldn't be able to focus because I was tired. So staying up late, and then you're not going to get to do the things that you know you need to do. Or how about so many people these days eating the wrong foods? Now, we all know that potato chips and cheesies and ice cream and soda pop is not good for us. And when we eat those types of things, we pay the price. We pay the price by our energy level. We pay the price by, you know, sometimes pimples and all those different kinds of things that happen to our bodies. But we know, you know, I know, that those foods are not good for our body, and it's not good fuel. That's like, instead of putting gasoline in your car, you put olive oil. We're not giving it the kind of fuel that it needs. So we pay the price. That is a failure decision, not a success decision. And what happens when we do that to ourselves through lack of sleep, no exercise, eating the wrong foods, we miss opportunities because we're not in our best form. So we miss those opportunities to learn how to practice our patience. We miss those opportunities for learning how to increase our income, how to attain that financial freedom. We just don't see them. We just don't understand that they are an opportunity. So champions are built at the point of conflict. And champions do whatever it takes, even if it hurts. So you need to make up your mind, focus, and just do it, as the Nike saying goes. So let me recap, summarize. Patience, how's yours? There are times in our life where we know that there's nothing we can do about it and we need to be patient. Spring is coming, summer is coming. But we need to be patient. There's nothing we can do to rush it. There's nothing we can do to make it come faster. When we stay the course, keep going, don't waver, don't quit, we are able to fully develop the skill, the patience that we're looking for. When we do not understand how we're being developed and we attempt to take a shortcut, you'll get lost. And it'll take twice as long. So letting the process finish, letting the development finish, is applying that law of nature, of practicing the patience, everything at its own time, and just keep moving. A tree does not stop growing until it dies. As a human being, we need to continue to grow every day of our life. Learn to keep yourself motivated. Talk to yourself. Encourage yourself. Give yourself those encouraging words. And you can also train others around you to give you those encouraging words. You can just simply ask them. Once you develop the skill to a certain level, you are going to be able to handle more. What you think of as difficult today will be easy a month from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, like me and the computer webpage. Practicing patience to be really a well-developed skill. Learn to trust yourself. Learn to exercise that patience. The faith in your own ability, just like sitting on that chair. You know that the chair is going to support you. You know your faith in yourself to learn, to develop, to grow, and to practice that patience. Everything you do has an impact on your results. Success and failure are the same thing. It's just a result of your decision. Eliminate the word try from your vocabulary. Try is just lazy focus. When the going gets rough, do you quit or do you practice patience and see it through? Champions are built at the point of conflict. Do it anyway, even if it hurts. Make up your mind, focus, and just do it. And I want you to just go to retirewithcarla.com/ebook.htm and take a look. Purchase that ebook. Make that decision today. How to fire your boss and have him hate to see you go. I'm going to open up the line. Who out there this evening has a question or a comment? Okay, everybody's kind of quiet tonight. Okay, that's fine. So thank you very much for listening tonight. And for those of you who are listening on the recording, I thank you. Please do send me your questions and your comments at Carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's what gives me the ideas for all these different teleclasses. People ask me questions about patience. People ask me questions about procrastination. So please do keep sending in those questions. And I look forward to hearing from you on the next terrific Tuesday teleclass at 218-486-7200, Bridge 549-706. Thanks and good night.